Blog Talk Radio.
Internet Church. We want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for his goodness. We want to thank him for his precious blood. And we want to thank him that whenever two or three of us are gathered together in his midst, there he is with us. When we're gathered together in his name, he's in our midst. Amen? Amen. I'd like for every person that's listening right now to just, for a moment, just take a moment and begin to thank the Lord for the things that he's been doing in your life. We'll give you a moment, all right? Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know we all have many, many things to thank the Lord for. And so I knew it would take a minute or two. Amen. You see, first of all, we're still alive and on the earth. We could be gone. We still have an opportunity to witness to people that they might receive Christ because we're still here in the land of the living. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian Internet Protestant Church, and we meet on the Internet every Wednesday and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, and we meet on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time and whatever time it is wherever you are in the world as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. And when we meet together, amen, praise the Lord. And whenever we meet together, amen, God is there with us. Amen. We come on Sunday mornings and we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We celebrate it with Holy Communion and with praising the Lord and his word. Amen? Amen. So we're so glad that you could join us. All of our first-time listeners, welcome in the name of the Lord. We want to invite you to join us in our chat room. And our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Please do click that. Amen. Please click that and join us there. When the page changes, click guest, sign in with your name or your handle, whichever you prefer, and everyone will speak to you. Say hi, everybody, and everybody will say hi back to you again. Amen? Amen. For those of you who desire to become a member of Miracle Internet Church, there is also a link across the banner for that as well. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now for everyone who's on a cell phone or a cellular device, you go to your browser and miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up, you'll see three white dashes against a black background. That's your link. Click the three white dashes, and the rest of the links will open to you, and you'll be able to move from there. Amen. Amen. Well, we're praying for Abraham to come and listen in Jesus' name. Amen. And we're praying for Abraham to bring a friend. You know, we invite you to bring a friend. Amen. Nothing like a friend or a relative to join you in the house of the Lord as we seek his face. Amen. We are thanking the Lord for some wonderful things he has done, and we're going to praise him. Amen. Praise him. Praise the Lord. I hope that Justin comes too in Jesus' name. Father, we want to thank you for Abraham and Justin and for all of the other ones that are coming. Amen. Bring them on, Lord. Everybody needs to hear from you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, how can we say thank you? Thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for those that you are drawing to the ministry. Thank you for those that are here. Thank you for enlarging our family. Thank you for making us stronger. Thank you for teaching us your word. Thank you for transforming our lives. Thank you for making us holy and whole. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great light, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an inheritance, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you, because your mercy does endure forever. We want to thank you, Father, for your miraculous work in Haiti, because all the missionaries have been released, and we want to thank you that they were unharmed in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you, Father, that more and more and more and more companies and organizations are walking back those vaccination requirements. We want to thank you, Father, that many states are enlisting laws, because you are the true lawgiver, that make it illegal for people to wrongly enforce those vaccine mandates, Father. We want to thank you for that in the name of Jesus. You're moving by a strong hand. We thank you, Father. The saints are praying. The sleeping giant is awakening, and you are moving and answering our prayers and our requests for adjudications. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Yes, your word runneth very swiftly. We want to thank you, Father, that when we come to pray, you are not too busy to listen. and that you receive our prayers. You receive all this warfare, all this spiritual warfare you've taught us to do, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your love, for your compassion, for your mercy, for your grace. We thank you that you're shaking up people in our households who don't want to serve you, people in our lives and in our families who reject you and your way and your word continually. We want to thank you, Lord, that you're making a difference in the world. You're changing the world through the power of the word of God. We give you praise, Lord. We bow down and worship you. We honor you and reverence you. And we give you praise for what you are doing, Lord. There's much more that you are doing. And as we hear of it, we will take the time out, Father, to worship and to give you praise, to thank you, and to lift up holy hands before you, Lord, without wrath and without doubt. We know, Lord, that every prayer that we've entered into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room has been heard by you and received at your throne. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We want to thank you, Lord, for your graciousness toward us, for your continued mercies toward your people. We want to thank you, Lord, that those missionaries are safe and sound. And we thank you, Lord, for missionaries all over the world that are going out to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was said by the head kidnapper in Haiti that he swore by thunder that he wasn't going to do this, 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 that, and the other. But, Lord, you're the one that made thunder. He doesn't own any thunder. And he can't swear by anything that you made. We want to thank you, Lord, for humbling him in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for humbling that group, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that you shall so display your power, your might, and your greatness in their midst, in the midst of the kidnappers, Father, that at least some of them become born again, born from above, and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We want to thank you, Lord. You are the God who is able to subdue all things unto yourself. There are many people in this world, Lord, who are angry and arrogant, and they're busy showing off their ignorance, pride, and their foolishness. But we want to thank you, Lord, that you know how to turn that around. You know how to turn that around. So we thank you, Lord, for the turnaround. We thank you for the breakthroughs. We thank you, Lord, for the changes. The Bible says that vengeance is yours, and no one can steal it from you. The Bible says you repay. And we honor you in that, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we thank you, Lord, for your graciousness. Yes, you are gracious. Yes, you heard our prayer. Yes, you listen to us. Yes, you grow us up. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father, that our loins are girt about with the spirit of truth. We thank you for the breastplate of righteousness and that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We thank you that we do have a shield of faith wherewith we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We thank you for the helmet of salvation. We thank you for the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We thank you that we're covered with the blood of Jesus. We thank you that we're surrounded by the wall of fire with your glory in the midst. We thank you that we are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. We want to thank you for the blessings of the covenant in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. and every tongue that is risen against us in judgment, we condemn it in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you that you are our shepherd, Lord, and we will not want. We thank you that you supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. So we cast all of our cares upon you because we know that you care for us and love us. And we realize, Lord, through your word, that we can do all things through Jesus Christ who gives us strength. We thank you for divine health. We thank you that you heal our diseases. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you, Father. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, and orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name, and we bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his agents and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy in the name of Jesus. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whispers, familiar demons, all electronic and digital demons, technology demons, and their attacks. We break the power of their attacks in the name of Jesus Christ. We send their attacks back now in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over all witchcraft done through computers in Jesus' name. All witchcraft done through computers in Jesus' name. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we return it from whence it came in the name of Jesus. We return it from whence it came in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you, we thank you, O righteous judge, for judging those who have advanced degrees in technology and computer technology. We thank you for the judgment on how they execute what they have learned in Jesus' name. We thank you for the judgment of them using the technology that they have learned to master against the righteous in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you that your judgments are just, and we ask you to release them throughout the earth in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, all Kundalini spirits and their attacks, water and marine spirits and their attacks, all sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, all passive devils and their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, drone spirits. We bind you all in the name of Jesus Christ, and we return you from whence you came. We bind all sorcery devils, all electromagnetic attacks, EMF attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We bind you in the name of Jesus, and we return you to the senders in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all seducing, womanizing drone and whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger and their attacks, all targeted radio frequency pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequency attacks. We bind all audio weapons and their attacks. We bind all the voices of the stranger and the voices of the charmers and their attacks in Jesus' name. We bind the Havana syndrome, the brain changes and injuries, all remote viewing, and all sonic and audio weapons, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks, all 5G and component attacks, and we bind all microwave frequency weapons in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the work of every druid. We thank you, Lord, and we bind all trance and hypnotic devils with their attacks, all mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices on the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic art. We bind Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Buddhist black magic, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, Celtic, American, Canadian, Australian, European, Caribbean, Latin American, black, and white magic in Jesus' name. We bind the superstitions of the cultures in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the superstitions of the cultures in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin and find ourselves. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect, all satanic ritual abuse demons, satanic worship, and witchcraft dedications in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects, spiders and their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, and supplanting the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the grove, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, assassinate, divide, corrupt, confound, undermine, attack, reproach, despise, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool, the anger of the fool, the thoughts of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe, fantasy, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices. And we request from the righteous judge judgments against the Ku Klux Klan and all affiliating subsidiaries in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord, for your judgment, the judgment of the righteous judge on all these type organizations and societies in Jesus' name. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We bind Ahab and Jezebelic spirits, their practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind familiar spirits in Jesus' holy name. We bind the king of pride and his entire kingdom in the name of Jesus, and we chain them with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in the name of Jesus. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilek, Molech, Python, Baphomet, Nis 72, Neptune, Atlas, Zeus, Mammon, and Apollyon in the name of Jesus. We chain them all with eternal chains under darkness. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, ceremony, item in Jesus' holy name. We undo the works of the demole in the name of Jesus Christ. We place them all into the hands of God, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head, according to the scripture. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their harassment, fear, witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control. In Jesus' name, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere. We particularly lift up to you, Father, Christians that have been kidnapped and taken away into some form of persecution, bondage, or servitude in the name of Jesus. You set the captives free, Lord Jesus. You bring the prisoners out of prison, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. We in particularly, Lord, lift up to you all who were deserted in Afghanistan, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to have mercy upon them and make a way of escape for them. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, all eyes wait upon thee, and you give them their meat in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. We thank you, Lord, that you are close to all that call upon you and those who call upon you in truth. We thank you, Lord. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit, every demon that has followed us throughout the whole week, was sent to us, transferred us. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we command you to leave us now. in the name of Jesus. We pull out all voodoo pins, all fiery darts, all needles, spears, all voodoo and witchcraft, and we send it right back in the name of Jesus Christ. Pull that out and throw it back in the name of Jesus. Jesus didn't send that to you. It's not yours. We take authority over all demons of the night, bad dreams, nightmares, sex dreams, anyone or anything trying to get in our dreams. We take authority, dominion, and power over anything we might have been fed in our dreams. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we command it to come up and out right now in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and cough it out. Whatever we might have been fed in our dreams, whether we remember it or not, take a deep breath and cough it out now in the name of Jesus Christ. We return it from whence it came in the name of Jesus. Ourselves free from every ungodly silver cord, ley line, soul tie, attachment, covenant, agreement, oath, consent, garland, vow, pledge, pact, league, and any other form of agreement with the demonic realm. We bind words that we have spoken where we have cursed ourselves. We repent, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we apologize to you for misusing our tongues and our mouths in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. We tear down and break down all walls of protection around shamans, nanobots, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, diviners, and pagans in Jesus' name. We break the power of all love spells, vexes, hexes, curses, fetishes, charms, any kind of spell, all psychic thoughts and prayers, witchcraft, voodoo, magic, sorcery, jinxes, potions, mind control, bewitchments, death, torment, pain, and sickness, psychic power and psychic warfare, prayer chains, incense and candle burnings, incantations, chantings, ungodly blessings, hoodoo crystals, root works, tribal rituals, and sin, and all ungodliness. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over spirits coming through the cell phones, through any electronic device, through the computers, and we close those portals and seal them in Jesus' holy name. We thank you for the victory that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. We want to thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, positioned, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we appeal to the righteous judge, and we ask and request for adjudications on the defense budget in every nation in Jesus' name. We ask, Father, since 1946 to this moment, to and perhaps before, we ask you to release your judgments on the expenditures and acquisitions of every military and defense budget in the world in Jesus' righteous name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for it, Father. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, you know where every submarine, every aircraft carrier, every airplane, every missile, whatever it may be, you know where it is positioned right now on the globe. We ask for the righteous judge to judge those positions in Jesus' name. We ask for the righteous judge to release his judgment concerning those positions. We ask you, Father, to position them where you want them in the name of Jesus Christ. I Father, armaments that are not being used effectively, we thank you for the judgment of the righteous judge concerning them. Amen. Open the pipelines, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Open the pipelines in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the righteous judge's judgment concerning the disposition of every pipeline in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power in the name of Jesus Christ over every demon spirit that brings about calamities, accidents, fatalities, injuries, collisions, and such in Jesus' name. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain them with eternal chains into darkness from the lowest all the way up the ranks in Jesus' name. Animals darting across the road in front of our vehicles. People veering out of the lane. Vehicles veering out of the isha mama mama kunto riki ringa da brosha da broca de dios under the break ringa da brosha da broca de dios da accidents that are planned by the enemy, we foil their plans in Jesus' name. Rica da brosha da dios under the break sta da brosha da di dios ringa da broca de dios under the brisha da breca de dios da ringa da di dios. Incoherent drivers, distracted drivers, poor drivers, who should not be driving, drivers under the influence, foolish drivers who dart in and out of traffic. Rike de brusha tara broko le dio sota da bri. Rike de rio tara brisha tara broko de dio sundere brisha. Ride da broko tara brisha tara brike de dio sundere bri. All satanic agents that are on an agenda, we destroy your agenda and your attack in Jesus' name. Rude la la dia sundere brisha tara brokata. Inclement weather. Rike de brusha la dio sundere broko tara brisha da rugo sota da bri. Kiba ba 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 sota da bri. Sanda la broca le ridiosa da la broca di diende la brisha da la broca le ridiosa. Risa da la brica. Release your angels, Lord. Release your angels. Release your angels. Ruko da la brisha da. For the safety of the people, in Jesus' name. For lives to be spared and saved. Ruda la diosa da. That no harm may come. Ruda la broca de ridiosa. Risa da la broca de ridiosa da la brisha da ridiosa. We send the attack back to the demons and agents that are bringing them in the name of Jesus. We lift our vehicles before you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your covering and protection. We thank you for your covering and protection. We bind all malfunctions in the name of Jesus. We thank you for preventative maintenance in Jesus' name. We bind sudden stops in Jesus' name.
Runda da bruca di Diosan de Gibrishataba. Runga de Abresha la Yosun de Abraca de Diosan de Gibrishatabreke. Rica de Abresha de Abroca de Rikisa. We bind being cut off in traffic suddenly. Risa la Yosun de Gibrishatabroca la Diese. Yerge de Abrushatabroca de Diosun de Abraca Baba Babasha. Runda da bruca di Diosotara. We bind up flat tires. Oraga de Abrusha Tarabru. Risa de Abrica de Diosun de Abrica de Diosotorobre. Rala la Diosundra de Diosun de Abrisha Tarabroca de Ria. Rella la Diosun de Abrisha Tarabraha Bababasho Torobreke de. And all the deficiencies of our vehicles, Lord, we thank you for covering it with your blood. Risa de Burusho Torobrusata. Risa de Abrica de Diosotara Brica de Diasa. Rida de Abroca de Diosun de Abrisha de Rukohoriki. Risha de Abre. We thank you, Lord, that that which ought not to be seen shall not be seen in the name of Jesus. And that which ought to be seen shall be seen in Jesus' name. Risa de Diosun de Abroca de Diosun de Abre. Kirishan de Abroca de Diosun de Abrica de Diosotara Brica. Rida de Diosa. Headlights, headlights, headlights. Runda la bruca de Diosu da rigisa bebebebe shata. Rusa la Diosun de Brisha da brocota. Ruco to Brisha da brocote de Dia da Brisha da Brike de Diosu to Bri. La Diosu da Brike de. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Radiosuta, for making our path and our way safe. In Jesus' name. Re de Diosu rigisa da Brisha da broca de Diosuta. Yarre de Diosundre brisetere di. At the intersections, at the intersections, at the major intersections. Riketere de Diosutabra. We bind up the demons that come to sit there to bring collisions to pass. Esa. And freaky accidents. We send it back into the demons in Jesus' name. Rusala de Diosundre brisetere. Kurishanda de Broco de Diosundre brehele di assa. Driver error, we bind it in Jesus' name. Risha tarabro. In receive the broco de abrisha tarabra. Kur receive the bros a ledian de abrisha tarabreca de diata. Said that a bruca babashan de abrisa kisa tarabrose. Rege de abroha lediosun de abriki. You know, the Lord has reminded me something I did many years ago. I was working at this particular establishment. And the major intersection by that establishment, every Friday, there was a major accident, and it was always a freak accident. Suddenly, this car would flip and land on its side. All of this just kept happening. So one day, I decided to go outside. And I did. I went right outside and I stood right on the corner. And in the name of Jesus Christ, from my position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, I took authority, dominion, and power over the spirits that were causing that to happen in Jesus' name. I bound them up in the name of Jesus Christ, and I forbid them to ever do that again. So I say to you, saints, get in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Put your prayer request in there, and we will come into agreement with you in Jesus' name. All of you are not trained nor ready at that stage of warfare to do that by yourself. So we encourage you to go into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. I wasn't a novice anymore at that time. I was not a novice in spiritual warfare at that time. When I did that under the unction of the Holy Spirit, I was in my lane. Amen? Amen. No, I didn't do it the first time it happened. I did it when the Lord got my attention and sent me to do that. Amen? And that has ceased to be a problem at that intersection. Amen? Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over the bloodshed in each of our localities in Jesus' name. We bind up all that demonic bloodshed. Runga de Bruchata Breca de Dio Sundera Breca de Dio Sundera Breca de Dio Sundera Bre. Racata Brisha de Abrocota de Dio Gotta Brishite. Rocota Brisha de Rio Sundera Breca de Dio Sutra Breca de Dio Sutra Bra. Kiba Babasho de Robrica de Dio Sutra Brisha. Rinda Broca de Dio Sutra Breca de Dio Sundi Brisha de Dioca. Shandra Brisa de Abrica de Dio. We bind up the bloodshed in Jesus' holy name. We release the name of Jesus Christ and the power in his name wherever blood is being illegally shed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, as you continue to work with the case that is affecting Roe versus Wade in Jesus' name, and we give you praise for the victory, Father. Hallelujah. We praise you for the victory in advance in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, the featured psalm for tonight's worship service is Psalm 49. And the verses for meditation, one is from the New Testament and the other from the Old Testament. From the New Testament, the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 29. And from the Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 1. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 1. Our featured ebook is The Spirit of Rebellion. The Spirit of Rebellion. And that link is presently in the MIC radio chat. And we would encourage you to give it your attention. Amen. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. That's area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Now, saints, I want to remind you that if at any time and you're listening through your computer, that we suddenly go off the air, that go to your phone and you can finish listening to the broadcast on your telephone. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Or you can recast to listen to the end. Tonight, we're going to talk about all that really matters. All that really matters. Saints, what really matters in this life, what really matters in this life is that we live our days pleasing our Heavenly Father, pleasing the Lord Jesus, and not grieving the Holy Spirit, but doing the will of God. What really matters in this life is that we live our days pleasing our Heavenly Father, pleasing the Lord Jesus, and not grieving the Holy Spirit, but doing the will of God. In the Gospel of John, chapter 8, the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 29. The Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 29. Jesus said, "And he that sent me is with me." Thank you, Lord. "And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, neither has he left you alone. For I do always," not sometimes, not every now and then, not once a week, "for I do always those things that please him." That's right. That's what we live to do, to do always those things that please the Father. Jesus said, in the Gospel of John, chapter 5 and verse 30, the Gospel of John, chapter 5 and verse 30,
I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. What does that mean, Pastor, to grieve the Holy Spirit? Well, I will tell you. It means to cause the Holy Spirit sorrow in response to our attitudes, our actions, and our behaviors. The Holy Spirit is indeed holy. Your words, your conversation, your lifestyle, your conduct and behaviors are continually monitored by Him. He will withdraw His presence when He has been offended. He will withdraw His presence when He has been offended. It is extremely important that each of us allow the Holy Spirit to correct us and to prevent us from saying anything that is grievous to Him. It is extremely important that each of us allow the Holy Spirit of God to correct us, prevent us from saying anything that is grievous to Him. We must learn to value His presence. We must learn to value the presence of the Holy Spirit much more than we do presently. We must be conscious and aware of His presence, and we must come to value His presence more than we do at this moment. Amen? His presence brings joy. His presence brings peace and calmness in spirit. That's right. When His presence is withdrawn, you can find people having meltdowns of every kind. When people have grieved the Holy Spirit, His manifest presence is withdrawn, and you can find meltdowns, shout-outs, every kind of thing under the sun. Think about that. None of us can afford a day without His presence. Not one of us. Offending the Holy Spirit is not love. Amen? So right now, we're going to pray. Right now, we are going to pray. I would ask you to repeat after me out loud. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I apologize to you, to the Lord Jesus, and to the Holy Spirit for offending Him. I was wrong. regardless of my reason, I was wrong. I ask for your forgiveness, and I ask you to strengthen me. I ask you to help me. I ask you to show me how to honor the presence of the Holy Spirit in my life. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, if you prayed that prayer in sincerity, we began the prayer, but when you are in your prayer closet, you pick it up and take it where it really needs to go. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, 1 Samuel chapter 18, I'll give you a second to get there. Amen. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 18, beginning with verse 6. We're going to look at someone who did something that wasn't right, and we're going to learn from their wrongdoing. Amen? 1 Samuel chapter 18, beginning with verse 6. And it came to pass as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women came out, all cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul, with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played, and said, Saul hath slain his thousand, and David his 10,000. And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000. And to me they have ascribed but 1,000. And what can he have more kingdom? And Saul eyed David from that day forward. Now, I want to bring to your attention that Saul had already been told by Samuel that God was displeased with his disobedience and his behavior, and had given the rulership of the kingdom to someone else. So that means Saul's reign was going to come to a premature end. Saul already knew that. And because of his sin, God released a judgment. However, when this incident that we've just read about took place, Saul decided to be angry. Angry to the point of boiling over. Because what they said angered him. It displeased him. And so we're going to see tonight what God thought of it, you see? You see, the praise that David received brought forth a response from Saul. He was very wroth, extremely angry and incensed, and literally boiling over. Because the tribute to David's victories surpassed his. He compared himself and his victories to David, and it became an open door to the enemy. Say that again. He compared him. He compared himself and his victories to David's victories, and it became an open door to the enemy. Now, saints, we talked about this the last time, briefly. We have talked about jealousy and envy, and some think, well, I don't have that problem. Well, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Take heed lest he fall. To some, this is correction. To others, it is a warning. Beware of the smugness of pride. Beware of the smugness of pride and of being self-satisfied. This is a road to growing cold on the Lord. Smugness of pride and self-satisfied is a road to growing cold on the Lord. When we compare ourselves with others, it may lead to discontentment. It brings a restless desire for something more or something different. When a man or a woman chooses to compare their spouse to some other person, they can always find some place to find dissatisfaction. But you see, that's contrary to Scripture. That's contrary to Scripture. You know, the vows say, and keeping whomever only unto you, as long as you both shall live. That means that you are to guard your thoughts where it comes to comparing someone to your spouse. Open the door to many ungodly and unlawful lusts when you do that. It's called unfaithfulness. The Bible says when a man lusts after a woman in his heart, he's already committed sin. Well, women shouldn't do it either. Amen? That's right. When you go into the comparison mode, you open the door for this demon of discontentment to walk in. Some people are going to have to repent after this message. And it brings in this restless desire for something more or something different. Here you have vowed to the Lord to be true to your vows and true to the love relationship that you are establishing with this person. You're to guard those vows. They are sacred. You're to guard them. They are sacred. Amen. You're to bind discontentment. You're to run him out. That's right. You're to run him out. You're to send him packing. You're to put that demon to flight. You're not to allow that demon to gain a foothold in your relationship. The Bible says, give no place to the devil. There are no perfect people on this planet. And this is not limited to marital relationships. It's true in all kinds of relationships. It's true in employer-employee relationships. You know, saints, we are not in the world. We're not to be filled with the lusts that are in the world. We're not to move with the spirit of the age. We are to be faithful where the Lord has planted us. We are to be faithful to relationships that the Lord has established in our lives. We are to learn to appreciate the relationship and the move of God in the relationship because it is for our good. You say, well, things don't seem like they're for my good now. Well, God is the one that makes all things work together for our good. You see, there's this place in Christ where you have to learn to honor your commitments to the Lord. You know, I recently had someone contact me, and they had found a place of displeasure in their spouse. And so the question was, well, what do I do? Just get rid of them and start over? And I was appalled. I said, absolutely not. Absolutely, positively not. You came to the Lord and married this person. This wasn't something you did off the cuff in the world. You didn't get married in a bar. You got married in a church by a minister of the gospel. You are to be faithful to your marriage vow. God takes this very seriously. Yes, there are times when divorce is the right answer, when people's lives and safety and humanity are at stake, you must do the thing that makes for peace. People have been murdered trying to stay in relationships that were dangerous and toxic. However, you made a vow to the Lord. You must go to the Lord, seek his mind, seek his grace, and obey what he tells you to do. Somebody's trying to kill you, I would not tell you to stay there and get killed. Now, do we understand? I hope so. Somebody's threatened to do you bodily harm or harm in some way, that's dangerous. I would not encourage you to stay there and allow someone to take your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, as we were saying, when we compare, we begin to open up doors to the enemy. Amen. Ignorantly or knowingly, we open doors. That restless feeling is not God. Amen? And you got to deal with it. You can't ignore it and bypass it and pretend it's not there. You must needs be go to the Lord and deal with that feeling at the onset. At the onset. You can't let it sit there and ferment. You cannot just sit there and let it ferment. You've got to go to the Lord about it. And when you go to the Lord, you've got to be truthful. You have to be truthful. You can't just tell it from your point of view. You've got to tell it from the Word. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Comparing can also bring a mimicking spirit, where the person tries to copy what someone else does instead of following the Lord. There have been persons who, I suppose at some point, have not been exposed to Christian marriage. And then suddenly they have exposure. And so they decide that whatever these people do is what they must do. Wrong. What you are to do is follow the Lord. The other people's godly example is to be an encouragement to you to follow the Lord in your own relationship. It's not a mandate to change your lifestyle to be what somebody else's lifestyle is when God has called you to live differently. God's calling you and your wife to do thus and so, thus and so, thus and so. Well, you decide you don't want to do that. You want to go do what Cup and Y are doing. Well, God didn't call you to do that. God called you to do what he's called you to do. He called them to do what he's called them to do. There's a difference in following the Lord and following your own flawed and erred opinion. Amen. Praise God. Comparing ourselves with others removes our focus from the Lord to the carnal or self-motivated life of idolatry. Comparing ourselves with others removes our focus from the Lord to the carnal or self-motivated life of idolatry. Comparing ourselves with others may open the doors to many demons of discouragement, causing us to view ourselves at a disadvantage or not measuring up. By the way, it's sin when you do that. Comparing ourselves with others can open the door to demons of envy and jealousy and discontentment. Amen. And idolatry. So we need to think about what we're doing when we do it, saints. We can't live the way we used to live in the world. We have to come out of that and begin to do things God's way. Well, saints, when we open the door to sin, we should expect the enemy to come in and to bring other demons with him, because that's what he does. You have now brought yourself, whether you realize it or not, subject to those very demons. You have not repented. Yes, they will afflict you. That's what they do. In Romans chapter 6, verse 16, Romans chapter 6, verse 16, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are, to whom ye obey. whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. That's very important. Vain persons believe that everything centers around them anyway. You see, saints, what happens is the devil comes by with his plan for you because he knows the areas where you like to wallow in your flesh instead of obeying the word. And so he comes to provoke you and tempt you in those areas of weakness. And instead of you operating in 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down those imaginations, casting down those thoughts, catching them at the onset, binding them in the name of Jesus Christ, calling out to the Lord Jesus to help you, going to the word, pushing your plate back. Instead of doing that, you allow those thoughts to militate in you and to mull around in you, and you just keep feeding them with your flesh. And the more you get into agreement with those evil, wicked, demonic thoughts, the more in bondage you become, to the point that you are now obeying the demons instead of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To the point that you're now obeying the demons instead of the word of God. That's dangerous. That's called being backslidden. That's what we call that. Vain persons believe that everything, this is how they act, that everything centers around them anyway. In Psalm 2, verse 1, Psalm 2, verse 1, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Well, that's a good question. It's a very good question. We see rage here. We see carnality here. And we see the imagination centered on something other than the Lord and his word. Primarily centered on self. Amen? Well, isn't this what King Saul did? When the women came out with their songs and dances, he was not concerned about praising the Lord. They came out to celebrate what God had done in the victories. But Saul had his focus on himself. And so when they praised David more than they did him, he took offense. No offense was given, but he took it. You see, that's a trap door of the enemy. There will always be situations, if we allow, that is, where no offense has been given, but someone makes the decision to take offense. And the one who chooses to take when no offense has been offered is in the wrong and in sin. Psalm 119, verse 113. Psalm 119, verse 113. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth, that means from now on, not walk as other Gentiles walk. Don't walk like people who don't know God. Don't live like that. Don't pattern your life after them. That's why you cannot sit there and watch these soap operas that come on television in the day or in the night and think that that's your instructions on how to live your life. No, your instructions come from the throne of God. They come from the Word of God. They come from being led by His Spirit. Amen. It is the truth. There are persons who consider themselves to be Christians who take their clues from how to handle life watching some celebrity on television try to pretend that they are the wonderful counselor of the scriptures. And they're going to straighten out these people's lives when their own lives are in sin. That ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. That's where the vanity is. It's in the mind. Yes, saints still dwell in the vanity of their own minds without true repentance, without forsaking their wicked thoughts and turning from their wicked ways to the Lord. In Psalm 12, beginning with verse 1, help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. That means they're hypocrites. They have a front. They have a facade. Outwardly, they appear and they say things that are flattering, but in their heart lies a dagger. In their heart lies unrighteousness. In their heart lies betrayal. It's dangerous, saints. It's dangerous. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips. Trust me, he's going to do it. And the tongue that speaketh proud things. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail? I'm going to say such and 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 see what you do now. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Yes, you see, in so doing, a person is giving the demons the place of lordship in their lives instead of Jesus Christ. That's right. Psalm 119, verse 37. Psalm 119, verse 37. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity. Amen. And quicken, or make me alive. Quicken thou me in thy way. Turn my focus, Lord, away from this vanity, these self-centered, self-aggrandizing thoughts. And turn me, make me alive, quicken me, refresh me, enliven me in your way. Amen. Lord, help me from keeping my focus on me and mine and how I feel and what I think. Lord, help me on me and mine and how I feel and what I think. Because if you stay preoccupied with you, yours, how you feel and what you think, you've become your own idol. Because you come before the Lord. Saul did that. Saul was not out there praising the Lord for the victories of battle. Saul was out there to receive praise unto himself, to receive glory and honor unto himself. And when David received more than he did, he was offended. Amen? He was offended. So we ask the Lord to keep our focus, keep us from placing all of our focus on ourselves, concerns our life, ours, how we feel and what we think. Everything's just about going around and around. It's all about us. It's about us. Oh, the most important thing is what's going on in my life. Oh, the most important thing is my present crisis. Oh, the most, no. No. When your little life is the most important thing, you have an idol, and it's you. The world is not built around your personal opinion. The world is not built around your personal opinion. Psalm 94, verse 11. Psalm 94, verse 11. The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. You remember that song some woman sang not too long ago? I don't know but a few words of it because I was walking through a store and heard just what I heard. And the song says something about, you're so vain. You're so vain. I bet you think this song is about you because you're so vain. The world has figured it out. Why hasn't the body of Christ? Amen? Everyone should dismount from their own high horse and seek the Lord for more humility and reverence for him. I'll say that again. Everyone should dismount from their own high horse and seek the Lord for more humility and reverence for him. High horse? Somebody says they don't know what that means. All right. I'll help you. Yes, high horse. Stop parading around and behaving in a superior manner and get down to the business of following Jesus Christ. Stop parading around and behaving in a superior manner and get down to the business of following Jesus Christ. Yes, get rid of that pretension. Get rid of that arrogance. Get rid of that aloofness, that conceitedness, that high-handedness, that swagger, that blustering, that contempt, that huffiness, that presumption, that condescension, that self-importance, that snobby and haughty attitude. Be done with it. You're not the suchy-much that you think you are. Change that arrogant and unyielding attitude that you like to use against others to control them. Change that arrogant and unyielding attitude that you like to use against others to control them, to change. The Lord has come to put you in your place, since you see yourself as being above others. You're too good for this, and you're too good for that. You're too good for this, and you're too good for that. Oh, yeah? Really? Hebrews chapter 12, beginning with verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning with verse 2, to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Think about that. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. Quit acting so proud and being so full of self-importance. The Lord knows what you have done, and he will judge your deed. The Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 24. The Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 24. Judge not according to the appearance. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Mm-hmm. You see, this scripture will help you when it comes to false accusation. When you have this bright thought in your head and you just keep, you instead of you obeying the word, binding that spirit, sending it packing, no, you just let it hang around and hang around and hang around till you make a mountain out of a molehill. You see, it's really your own fabrication. You heard the demon drop this thought in, and you just took it and you just made something more of it and something more of it and something more of it, until you're going to really make it into something. Well, the Lord says, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. And certainly, when you go into judgment that is not righteous, you make false accusations, even if they are just in your mind, because in due time, they will come out of your mouth. The abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And when you release that weapon of false accusation against a righteous one, you have also done it to Jesus Christ. Heaven notices. Amen? It's the truth. Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 1. Matthew chapter 7. Saint, it's dangerous to put your mouth on other people. It's dangerous to put your mouth on other people. God will hold you accountable for what you say and do. It is a very dangerous thing to put your mouth on other people. There is a response from the throne of God. Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 1. You know, saints, I just feel the unction to encourage everyone to repent of our own stupidity. Things you just do because you just feel like doing it. You haven't given any real thought to what you're doing. You just haul off and do it. We need to repent of that. It's sin. And it's wrong. Chapter 7, verse 1. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. It's coming your way. It's coming back. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? You see, when you look at the faults in your brother or sister, consider the fact that you may be walking in lack of long suffering, lack of patience, lack of love. So, you have the right to criticize? You have the right to criticize? Then don't be surprised when you are criticized. Others are praying for the grace not to treat you in the same manner that you have treated them. Others are praying for grace not to treat you in the same manner that you have treated them. Makes you think that you should call the shots anyway. Well, I have a right. You have a right to obey Jesus Christ and his holy word. That's what right you have. You have a right for your flesh man to be crucified, that is, put to death. Consider those rights. You have a right to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Consider that right. You have a right to fear the Lord and to walk in love. Consider that right. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 30. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 30. Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves and turn yourselves and turn yourselves from all your transgressions. So iniquity shall not be your ruin. God comes to warn, and he brings instruction and counseling so that we do not live in ruination, if that's a word. He doesn't want us to be in ruin. He doesn't want the destroyer to destroy us. So he comes and he says he's going to judge you. He's going to give to everyone according to their ways. And he's saying, repent, repent, and turn your own self from all, not one or two, all your transgressions, so that sin that so easily besets you, that sin that you repeat over and over, that sin that's generational will not be your ruin. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 6. To us, there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. You see, there are no perfect people down here. There are no perfect people on this imperfect planet. This planet is not what God originally created. He originally created a planet and people without the corruption of sin. But when sin entered in, corruption took over and ran the course to death. So there's no perfection down here. What we have is a planet where corruption has taken over. However, in Christ, the Lord makes a way of escape so that we are able to bear it in Christ, not in the flesh, in Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen. When we begin to feel inferior due to our faulty comparisons and sin against the Lord and others, we begin to murmur and to complain. When we see ourselves as more favorable for all the wrong reasons, we move closer to pride and self-righteousness. When we see ourselves as more favorable for all the wrong reasons, we move closer to pride and self-righteousness. When has self ever made itself righteous? There is none good but one. That is God. So where cometh your self-righteousness? Luke chapter 18, beginning with verse 9. Luke chapter 18, beginning with verse 9. Jesus speaking. And he spake this parable unto certain trusted in themselves that they were righteous, which trusted in themselves that they were righteous, and despised others. Here is what Jesus said. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with self, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. All right, so he's supposed to be at the altar. He's supposed to be praying to the Lord. And he comes with this snobby, arrogant, prideful attitude. And then he begins to list other people's sins, so he thinks. And then he condescends on this publican who's over there trying to pray too. So that means, first of all, his focus is on, I am not as other men. His focus is not on God. Then his attention turns to this publican. His attention is now focused on some other person who is seeking God. So at no time is his focus on God. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. I. And it's all about what I do. None of it is about God. I do this, I do that, and I do the other. And so I'm righteous because I do this, I do that, and I do the other. None of it is focused on God himself. Now, and the publican standing afar off. Now, by the way, Pharisee had to have his mind in the wrong place because it says the publican was standing afar off. He wasn't standing right next to the Pharisee. You know, saints, there is a time to mind your own business. Amen. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. King to God, the right way. The Pharisee is full of himself and his own self-importance. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. In other words, the Pharisee's sins were not forgiven, but the publican's sins were. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased. This is a guarantee, saint. God's not changing this. And he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So saints, we should let the Lord be the judge. He alone knows the hidden man of the heart. Let us no longer be false accusers of the brethren. Carnal mind and spiritual immaturity are excellent fertilizer for a defeated, powerless, and sinful life. So, the Lord has spoken, and I pray that we have had our hearts and our minds and our ears open to hear what he had to say to us. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. I encourage you to recast this message to make sure you don't miss anything that the Lord has had to say. Amen? Brother Bill.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. I loved how you started the sermon out talking about the missionaries in Haiti that were released. You see, prayer warriors, if you will come up and pray in agreement, every time Pastor's praying, and when Brother Marshall's praying too, the Lord answers our prayer request. Pastor Sabrina has been posting in the chat room answered prayers that we have prayed for when Brother Marshall was praying. When she would list them prayers out, and Brother Marshall would come up and pray, and we'd come in agreement. The Lord is answering our prayers, even worldwide. He's not, don't limit Jesus. Don't keep him in a box. He can do anything. Praise you, Lord, for that. We just praise you. And we have some awesome praise reports. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. NOMS has a praise report. Says, praise the Lord. 10 years ago, little fox, excuse me, 10 years ago, I had little foxes and I didn't know what it meant. I'd heard about it and I was surrounded by people and things that kept me from hearing, which I asked the Lord and he showed me. And thank you, Pastor, for the reminder and thank you for showing me. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Now NOMS knows what the little foxes are. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I learned something new every day. I learned a new word today. Thank you, Lord, for that. We praise you, Lord. Amy Miller has a praise report. I give you praise, God, for revealing hidden sin in two areas. One revealed by reading Proverbs 17:13, that when I reward or give unto my grandchildren for wrongful, sinful acts, I'm doing the same thing, and that I need to stand firm on what is right according to God and his word. The other was that during prayer that I'm doing internally towards my sister Tiffany in comparing some things. I thank God for revealing these sins and solutions. Amen. Praise you, Lord. And Amy Miller put that praise report in back on the 15th. And listen to what Jesus preached today. I believe she's tuned into the same Holy Spirit. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. And I used to love before I'd come to church, the Lord would already have me witnessing to people that I was bringing to church and telling them the scriptures that would be said at the church that day. I praise you for that, Lord. Just praise you, Lord. He shows you things to come. Amy has another praise report. I could barely type that prayer request. I was having problems with my eyes, but immediately after I submitted the prayer request, whatever was affecting my eyes, praise God. Glory to God and his goodness. Amen. Praise you, Lord. We praise you for that. And Dana has a praise report. I asked the Father to keep my cat calm because she had to stay indoors or that she could take her to the borders, and he did just that. My shuttle came. My shuttle called and canceled my pickup in less than 2 hours before my scheduled arrival, but God provided another pickup service. I praise you, Lord. praise you, Lord, for that. And I was sad and missing my parents, and something funny popped up on my computer to make me laugh. God, for his mercy, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Now, Sister Marla has a wonderful testimony. My estranged spouse filed criminal charges against me on June 28th. That day I got arrested and was locked up for 2 days. No criminal history, a work-from-home mother. For 6 months, this level of warfare has taken place. He is also a very high-level occultist with money and connections. Blow after blow in multiple courts, he kept winning no matter what evidence I provided. And on December 13th, first day of my fast, I was advised. The prosecutor agreed to dismiss the entire case, and on the 16th, the day of our fast, the case is dismissed. Regarding staying in your lane, my lane requires warfare. I was just tired of doing because it has been very extreme. This battle has been going on for years, meaning spiritually, the warfare, very high occultists, naturally, all forms of abuse, etc. This man and his demons not only physically, sexually, emotionally harmed us. He wanted to put me in prison, kill, steal, destroy, because I gave my life to Jesus and was no longer controlled by him or darkness. Months ago, Jesus showed me through his word and the Holy Spirit that these criminal charges would be dismissed. Before the fast began, I asked Jesus to dismiss the charges for his justice. Jesus did it. Amen. I can remember I heard the Holy Spirit when I was advised the prosecutor agreed to dismiss the case. Pastor Sabrina was praying, break it, as she normally prays and does warfare. This was on day one of our fast for justice. The Holy Spirit then gave me the scripture, Psalms 2:4. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have him. Praise you. What a wonderful praise, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Yes, the battle has been intense, but you, Lord Jesus, you always win. We just praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Now, saints, don't get ahead of God and stay in your lane and don't be a racehorse or you could get hurt very bad. And we give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord Jesus, that you're helping us through this battle. Gladys has a praise report. Surgery went well. I'm about to be released and to go home. Thank you, Lord, for sustaining me, and thank you for all your prayers. I truly appreciate my family at MIC. God bless you all. Praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. And NK has a praise. Praise and thanks to God for his exquisite creation. After a long time, I was able to enjoy the night sky. What a beautiful color it has with clouds, moon, stars, and trees. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us good things. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus, that you can just let us take a moment and look at what you created. It's so beautiful. Praise you, Lord. I can't wait to see what we're going to see in heaven myself. Praise you, Lord. YDM has a praise report. And oppression has lifted off of me over this region. This morning I awoke and it was gone and the skies were bright and filled with sunshine. I felt this heaviness during the fast and I kept praying and praising, even playing the audio Bible while I drove back and forth to work like Pastor says to do. I had the day off and slept late. When I awoke, refreshed and uplifted, all the cloudy, foggy skies had cleared too. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit reminded me that I was very tired this morning and did not want to get up because I have a day off, tired from the constant warfare, day in and day out. As I was praying and praising, I also was giving alms and I cut all attachments. I had to do the things that I had were very nice but was not using. Praise you, Lord, for that. See, saints, whenever you start getting under oppression and you get heaviness on you, start praising the Lord and things change. We give you praise and glory. All those spirits of heaviness will lift and the Lord will lift you up. And Gladys has a praise report that I called Comcast agent. That was a lady from Jamaica, and she answered, and I gave her the MIC information. She is sold out to Jesus and was excited about the information. Praise you, Lord, that she was out there witnessing. We give you praise, Lord, that you are making the prayer warriors bold. Thank you, Lord, for that. MM has a praise report. I thank you, Lord, for letting me get home safely after a five-hour drive without incident through the snow country. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I just praise you, Lord. Every day at work, you let me be a little evangelist for you out there. And I saw a man get born again today. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Give you all the praise and all the glory. And I command everything that's with me, just praise you, Lord Jesus. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. These are awesome praise reports. Just awesome. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, praise.
Amen.
You.
Yes, they are. And thank you, Lord, for each one of them. Father, we also thank you for all the saints that have been praying for the leadership. We want to thank you for encouraging them to do so, Lord. We are very, very, very appreciative of their prayer support and their love, Lord. It is needed and received, and we are grateful to have them, Lord. We want to thank you. We ask you, Father, to bless them. Bless them for their obedience, Lord. Father, we want to thank you for bringing prosperity, financial prosperity, into the lives of the believers of this ministry. Hallelujah, thank you. Breakthrough. Rinda la broca le ridioso de ribrisha la ridiosa. Rilla la riasa ha regi bebebe shunda la broza la riasa. Rinda la broza la sata rugo regese de la briseta. Runda la manasha ta rugoso to la briseta la brikia la riasa. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory and honor. We thank you, Lord, that injustices that we have suffered are being righted in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you that prosperity is flowing to us now. We want to thank you for the breakthroughs. We want to thank you for the barriers and the walls coming down in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for causing us to find what we've been looking for, things that we have needed, things that we have desired. They were unattainable to us for some time. Hallelujah. But you have made a way for us to receive what we need. We thank you for opening up a way and making a way for us, Father, where there was no way, because you indeed are our way maker. We want to thank you that you are our lawgiver and that you will see to it that we have laws, statutes, ordinances, and rules that are needed for our success and prosperity. Where they do not exist, you as the lawgiver will give them. We thank you and we give you praise for your mighty move in our midst. We honor you. We worship you. We bow down before you. We adore you. We cherish you. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing us along this path, teaching us the things that you have taught us, delivering us as you have, loving us, forgiving us, being merciful toward us. We thank you for the growth, and we give you praise and honor for it and glory in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen and amen and amen. You know, saints, sometimes when we go through difficult circumstances, we don't necessarily see the Lord move as we would have him to move when we want it done. But God always gets the job done. He may not do it the moment we think he ought to, but he has a plan, you see. He has a plan, and he works his plan in spite of our whining and griping and complaining. He works his plan, and he accomplishes what he says he's going to accomplish. So, Father, we want to thank you for your mercy toward us and your forbearance and long-suffering with us as we grow in patience with you, because it is through patience and faith that we inherit the promises. We thank you, Lord. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. And everyone said amen and amen. We've had a very challenging year, saints, but God is faithful. He's faithful. We've had a very challenging year, but God is faithful. He always makes a way for us. He always protects us and provides for us. He always listens to our prayers, even when we are wrong. Saints ought to trust the Lord. Amen? Saints ought to trust the Lord. And we're going to go to our guest call-ins. Area code 443. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi. Good evening, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the
Lord.
Good
evening.
I'm glad I got in. I thought I dropped off the queue. I hung up at first by accident, and I called right back. But I'm calling for prayer. I am going to be traveling tomorrow just for the day. I'm taking my son, and I'm heading up to a family member to take some things. To actually return a lot of things that were here in my home. And this particular family member, the Lord has already instructed me to separate from, which I've been actively doing. And I actually just need prayer when I get there to just to be safe and that everything goes well. And there won't be any issues. And I say that because the family member, it's already been some things that were said on a phone call I had yesterday. And I just, you know, I'm already following the instructions Brother Bill has given about when we, you know, come into contact with family members that are not believers. So I'm doing that. I just want some prayer that everything will go well, and I'll just get there, do what I'm, you know, going there to do, and get out and get back home safely. That's one. And the second thing is that this same family member, I had a phone call with them like two nights ago, and as like I said, I've been separating myself from the family member as the Lord has commanded me to. It wasn't easy because it's a really close family member, but I obeyed, and it became easier, you know, once I willfully obeyed. However, two nights ago, I backpedaled with this family member, and I had a conversation that the Lord was not pleased with at all. And after that conversation, I paid for it dearly that night. And I had called last week about prayer too, about being attacked in my sleep. And that particular night that I had that conversation that the Lord was not pleased with, the attack was like, it was like 10 times worse. And I literally, like, that whole night, I fought. Like, I literally was in warfare all night long where I got almost no sleep. Like, I woke, I don't know how I was able to function at all that next day. But the Lord, he put it clearly on my heart and my spirit that you were wrong. You should not have had that conversation. And you need to repent. So I repented for it, and I received forgiveness for it. But yeah, I just need prayer about these things. That's it. That's all I call for.
All right. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says when we confess our fault, you are just and faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Father, in the name of from our position, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we come into agreement with our sister's repentance. And we take authority, dominion, and power over any unrighteousness that remains in the atmosphere between her and the relative.
But we bind the spirit of offense. We bind the spirit of compromise. Yeah, rebellion and disobedience. Self-will. Witchcraft, idolatry, the Bible says, what God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. But when God says to separate, it must be, saith the Lord. Trust me, my daughter, this is my way for your life. Though it is uncomfortable, it is righteousness.
Yeah. I understand. He's already imparted that upon me. And I think, yeah, I understand. And it's a lot that he's doing that, you know, it's been difficult for me to do, but I'm obeying, and he's making me to understand why he has. Like I, in the beginning, I didn't get it, and I had so many questions, and I talked to him a lot about it, and I told him how, you know, a lot of this was so hard and it hurt, and you know I'm always very as transparent as I can be with him. And so he's very his love is wonderful. I mean, he's explained it to me, and I get it. But sometimes it doesn't, you know, it doesn't make it that much, all that much easier, you know, because of the relationship and losing it. But it's okay, you know. I understand that what he does, it's always for my good, and I do trust that. So it's okay. It'll work out, and it does get easier with time.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over compromise, over misgiving, over doubt, and we bind them in the name of Jesus. You need to take a deep breath and cough them out. Come on out of her, all of you. That whole horde of devils that rushed in when she operated in disobedience. All of you come out. All of you. Every one of you. All of you. The whole horde that came in. Come out now. Compromise. You come out in the name of Jesus Christ.
failure to trust and unbelief, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come on out of her. All of you, every one of you. My hurt feelings, my hurt emotions. This is hard. It's just too hard, God. It's just too hard. Come out of her, bound in the name of Jesus. Come on out. None of you can stay. The fire of God upon you. The fire of God upon you right now in Jesus. Hallelujah. The fire of God upon you now in Jesus' name. You may not use her body fluid. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Go into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. All of those spirits clinging. The clinging spirits bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose her. We break your gripping hold in the name of Jesus. We break your gripping hold in Jesus' name. We break your gripping hold in the name of Jesus Christ. Emotional pain come up and out. Emotional pain and mental stress, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Anxiety, come out in the name of Jesus. Come on out in the name of Jesus. You have no right to be there. We bind up those words that were spoken in Jesus' name. We bind up those words that were spoken in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Words that were heard and words that were spoken. Bound in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come on out. All of it. Every bit of it. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Sleeplessness, you're bound in Jesus' name. Rusatada, loss of footing, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Rike si de rebrisha tarabrakate esita. Runga de rebrisha tarabrisa te rebia. Disobedience, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Father, we thank you for releasing your angels to war against these devils that are warring against our sister. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Lord. Come on out of her. Come on out in the name of Jesus. All those tormenting devils, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of torment, come out in the name of Jesus. All those spirits of torment, even torment in the atmosphere, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Every devil that's warring against her, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Lord, we ask you for protection around the youngster in the name of Jesus. Protection around our sister. Give her wisdom and prudence in the name of Jesus Christ. Give her a ready answer, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Into the cage, the feet of Jesus is in. Into the cage, seven times worse, you're bound. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Seven times worse, you're bound. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Spirits that were transferred, evil spirits that were transferred during the conversation, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out, in Jesus' holy name. Come out. Cannot stay. The fire of God to burn you out in the name of Jesus. Disconnect. Disconnect and come out of her in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Disconnect and come out in Jesus' name. We cut her free from you. We loose her from you. in the name of Jesus. We loose her from you in the name of Jesus. Wall of fire between her and the relative. Wall of fire between her and the relative. Wall of fire between them and the relative. In Jesus' name. That spirit that rests in the home, bound in Jesus' name. Come out of there. There's no place for you to stay there. It's been set aside for the Lord. Come out of there in the name of Jesus. That spirit, the tormenting devil, you come out in Jesus' holy name. Manipulation, you're bound in Jesus' name. Break your grip and hold. Break your grip and hold. Come on out. Come out of every place that you're hidden in. Come out. You've been uncovered. You've been exposed in the light of God. Come on out. In Jesus' name. Come on out. Yes, come on out. In the name of Jesus. Fear, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out. Fear. All that distress, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come on out. Fear of man, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the power of God. Thank you for the power in your name, Lord. We give you praise. Fear of man, come on out. All of it, every bit. No place for you to stay. No place for you to stay. No place for you to stay. We take the ground back in the name of Jesus. We take the ground back in the name of Jesus. Every strong man is thrown down and bound in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Guilt, you're bound. Come on out of there. Guilt and condemnation, come out. Come on out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We give you the praise. Thank you, Lord. Now take a deep breath and allow the Holy Spirit and the Holy Fire to come in and burn the rest of those spirits out in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for taking this deliverance to completion in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for delivering the Lord. I praise you.
Is you and your traveling partner need to pray in tongues all the way to where you're going? Amen.
He doesn't have his prayer language yet.
He may have it by tomorrow.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
And praise the Lord all the way back.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor Spring. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. God bless you and rest well tonight.
Thank you. I will.
Amen.
Love you. Okay.
Love you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Area code 818,
You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi. I have like two things that have been, I guess, what I'm really dealing with right now. I mean, there's a bunch more, but the one thing is that there's, I don't know if it's a witchcraft attack or what, but with bugs, and there's something, all of a sudden we're like inundated with roaches to where anything that we're doing, nothing is working. You see them coming from the outside, like going to our door, and then we were having like some spiders, some flies, and it's cold, you know. And my Christian neighbor upstairs is complaining of the same thing. And so it's getting overwhelming. It's like everything we're trying, it's futile. And yesterday, as I was actually telling the Lord, I feel so discouraged. And it's not like I can get up and move. And, you know, I know I really believe there's a spiritual component to this. And, I asked God to show if there's anything here. He's not showing me. I do believe there's a family, I think, that practices voodoo or something, and a couple doors down. But that is the one thing. The other thing is, I guess another discouragement is that, a praise is that I've gotten so close with God. I'm really hearing him more. I mean, the relationship, he's really helping me battle, getting the victory over fear and anxiety. Like when it comes, you know, teach me how to deal with it and fight it and getting victories. And I just, I'm found, like, I feel so many barriers that was, between, that are down, and God is just, really doing things. And but myself personally, my own life, I've always been the one in the family, that I struggle to thrive in a lot of ways, like I do great, that something would be really good and, great job or whatever, and it just things fall through. And I remember listening to Pastor Pat saying that, I remember her having a prayer like the first, I don't know if it was like the firstborn sons or something like that, where it was a family thing. I don't know if it's something in my family, but it's like all my cousins, my sister and all, they're successful. And I'm on disability, and which I guess that's what it's kind of making me think of. It's like at Christmas time, it's always a reminder, when you on so limited finances in Christmas time, trying to, you want to do Christmas for your kids, but you got to pay your bills and you got to eat and all that stuff. So it's that reminder. And I just wanted to bring that before the Lord because, I know back in my day, I know we prayed over, I know I had high level Masons, but I honestly believe that, when I was doing my history, family history, that the groups that like the people that like early, like long, long time ago, I don't think it could have been connected to, like, the Luciferians. I don't know. I just don't know. I just feel that there's something that maybe it's me. I don't know if it's me, but or something spiritual. And I just wanted to bring these things before the Lord because these are the things really on my heart and mind right now.
Okay, let me ask you this. When you were conceived, were your parents married?
They were, but my mom was not conceived in marriage. My father was.
No, I'm talking about you.
I was, yes.
Okay. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you that sometimes as you're uncovering things to explain to us and to teach us what has been hindering us for years, that we run into what we call headwinds. You're peeling the covers back, starting to show us the ugly that's been there all along. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we return these attacks to the sender in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, to decapitate every vulture in Jesus' name. Father, Cage those demons in the name of Jesus Christ. Cage those agents of the devil in the name of Jesus. And the death that they bring with them are returned to them in the name of Jesus Christ. The flies, the spiders, all their wickedness that they bring, all the curses that are being released, we return them from whence they came in the name of Jesus Christ. We send them back. We send it back in Jesus' holy name. We ask you, Father, to continue to pull back the covers on the family history that has kept our sister in bondage for so many years. With the sword of the Spirit, we cut our sister free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke, snare, entrapment of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of every bewitchment, every spell, every delusion, every deceit, all dishonesty in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you make blind eyes to see in Jesus' name. Hey! Lord, you are a revealer of secrets. We cut our sister free, and we bind any prayers or novenas or ceremonies or rituals of the demonic nature of the occult that were done on behalf of her life and the life of her children in Jesus' name. Ooh! We cut her free from their wickedness in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut her free from their wickedness caused in the name of Jesus Christ. We command it to be bound and come up and out of her life in the name of Jesus. We call it out of her life in the name of Jesus. All that wickedness and evil and satanic work coming down the family lines, all those familiar spirits and the consequences of them. Dominating the family line. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. Come out of her. Come up and out. All the witchcraft, all the occult, all the Satanism. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. All the divination. You're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of her. Get out of her now. You have no right to be there. Her body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. We command you to leave now, all of you. Go into the cage, bound in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for releasing your war. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There it is. For releasing your warring angels to war over her, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as she learns the truth of her family history. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Release it. Come up out of her bowels in the name of Jesus. Come up out of her bowels. Deep breath and cough from deep within. Come out of our bowels in the name of Jesus. Weight gain by witchcraft. You're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Weight gain by witchcraft. Come up and out in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Come up and out. Come up and out. Every planting in her life that my Heavenly Father did not plant, we uproot in the name of Jesus. We uproot it. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Come out of her life. You have no right to be there. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All right. Take a deep breath and allow the Holy Spirit to fill you, fill those empty places. Oh, Father, we thank you for taking this to completion in your timing. Deep breath and release your prayer language.
The Lord also, he
told me to, he wanted me to tell you this, to add this to it. You know, for when I was a child, I had a head injury, and when I was around 10 years old, I had this like spell where I was on the ground. They said it was like a internal seizure. I wasn't shaking or anything, but in my mind, like I was paralyzed, but I could see, but I wasn't seeing reality. I was seeing a bunch of like witch doctors, and I saw like a fire going, and they were surrounding me and walking around and laughing and mocking me, you know. And then I came out of that trance like thing, and I told my mom, you know, what happened, and she prayed. But I had a head injury, and I saw that, and the Lord just brought that to my attention and told me to tell you about that.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, everything that the witch doctors did, we break their powers in Jesus' name over her life. Every ritual, every ceremony, every dedication, all their ungodliness, all their vile, the blood sacrifices, we break their grip and hold. We break their power. We bind their words. We bind their syllables. We bind their dances. We bind their trances. We bind their chantings. And we bind their incantations in Jesus' name. They were trying to kill you, honey.
I believe it was my mother's line that God put in my heart, even as a child, that it was my mother's bloodline that came from.
Father, Ruka, you have the keys to death and life. In Jesus' name. We cover her life with the blood of Jesus Christ. She is the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus became a curse for her, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon her life. Now, sister, every day without fail, go to Galatians 3, 13 and 14, and pray those scriptures over your life.
Galatians 3, 13 and 14.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Father,
thank
we thank
you,
and we give you praise. You're welcome. God bless you.
God
and the Lord
you.
Is moving
you.
In your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Tonight we're praying for the following, saints. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge. Yes, we are. Concerning gender dysphoria. You said, what is that? Well, the American Psychiatric Association defines it as the emotional distress that results from an incongruence between one's sex assigned at birth and one's gender identity. That was their bright idea. This lady wrote about how her once very feminine daughter started dressing in boys' clothing and whatever ANIME and cosplay is, she found them on the internet without her mother realizing that these things that she was beginning to get involved with had gender bending in them, and that this particular community that she found on the internet crosses into pedophilia and sexual themes. The young lady broke every family rule, her mother said, and she was morphing into emotional, gothic, vampire-like creature. Now, that's horrifying. She was actually unrecognizable, which means they took her through some form of occultic witchcraft because she began to change physically. The demons were in her taking over. Her personality descended into anger and rudeness. Her daughter came out as being transgender before starting high school, and
started threatening suicide while sinking into a deep depression. That's demonic possession. Her mother said, adding that she went nuclear after finding the jaw-dropping information on her daughter's social media. Now, it has long been my opinion. I know many people disagree with me, but it's my opinion that young people shouldn't be on social media at all, and that parents need to take a much stronger stand than they have taken in the past. And this particular situation explains that. Almost everyone that she was conversing with was a stranger, except for the friend in this little group who sent her a self-made masturbation video. The discussions on the Discord platform online involve fetishistic sexual conversations. Kids were sending each other erotica, including involving incest and pedophilia. Older girls were instructing younger girls how to sell nude photos of themselves to men for money. There were messages in which strangers told her to kick the mother in the head because she was a transphobe for refusing to call her daughter a male name. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we are requesting adjudications on every aspect of this crime and others like it. We are requesting adjudications on every social media outlet. No demon left behind, in Jesus' name. So you see, the devil is very busy, saints. He's very, very busy. We're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning Germany. And Germany is very serious about citizens getting vaccinated and has now barred the unvaccinated from using public transportation, including buses and trains, unless they provide proof of a negative COVID-19 test from within the past 24 hours or proof of recovery from COVID-19. The new G3 restrictions also apply to homeless people who often sleep on train platforms to get out of the cold. If a homeless person cannot show proof of vaccination, recovery, or a negative COVID test from within the last 24 hours, they will be removed from train platforms. The government now requires transportation operators to do random checks for passengers' compliance. Now, train operators, transportation operators, are supposed to be running the train. New travel restrictions are part of several other measures that have been put in place to restrict the unvaccinated from participation in public life in Germany. Individuals without proof of vaccination or recovery from a recent infection are now barred from much of any public amenities, including bars and restaurants. We're also requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning transgender athletes, regardless of age, being allowed to compete on teams which are comprised of their chosen gender. In other words, transgender females who are biological males competing as females and vice versa. We're also requesting adjudications concerning all who administratively allow such competition. This includes any competition worldwide, professional or amateur. We're requesting adjudications on all Bruce Jenner types and cross-dressers in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. We're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning communications, actions, suggestions, pornography, secretiveness, and other schemes of the enemy to confuse and entice young and older persons into gender identity crisis, and especially those which morphs into potential suicide. Emphasis on institutions of learning, subliminal information, all handlers, strangers, and coursework on the prostitution industry, which promotes such adjudications on the fashion industry and other industries which advertise, support, and provide clothing and accessories aimed toward promoting lewdness, indecency, public sex acts, lust, vulgar sexual enticements, adult novelty items, and the culture which supports such, in Jesus' name. Also, we are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the COVID vaccine, each product, and even this pill that has come out, and their manufacturers, and the economic and social and health impact of such. Proverbs 1:11 through 19, 15, 27, Ezekiel 22:12 through 14 and 27, Luke 9:25, John 10:10, Deuteronomy 8:17, and Proverbs 13:11. We're also requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning all that hinders the revival that the Godhead desires, in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen, saints. So those are the things that we're bringing before the righteous judge tonight, knowing that he is ready to move. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Marshall, we're ready.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being here for such a time as this. We're all created by you and for you and for your good purposes and for your pleasure. We're not here for our pleasure. We're here for your pleasure. We thank you for your mercy, your amazing, amazing, extraordinary grace and mercy for each of us, Lord. We woke up today, and those who didn't, they're with you or wherever they decided to go. They chose your path, and we thank you, Lord, for the amazing grace, Father. We can come before your throne of grace. As you said in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God and to you, Heavenly Father. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, for giving us the Lord Jesus, the gift of the Lord Jesus. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the gift of your kingdom, Lord. For the kingdom of God is within, and the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Thank you for giving us your supernatural peace, even in these situations and trying times, Father, because we don't look at all the trying times. We look to the Lord Jesus. We fix our eyes on Jesus. As we were reminded by Pastor Sabrina, as you remind us in your word over and over again, but especially the one Pastor Sabrina read from Hebrews 12:2, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. And who is Jesus? He is the Word of God. And one of our ways of fixing our eyes on Jesus is looking at your Word. And we thank you for the privilege of being able to look to your Word. And we know that you showed us and showered us with your love and your grace. And I certainly didn't deserve it. We thank you, Father, hearing all of our prayers. As we come before your throne of grace for all these things that Pastor Sabrina has already read through, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for hearing these prayers. We do ask for your adjudication from the righteous judge. We know that the heavens do rule, Lord, even as you point out over and over again, particularly in Daniel chapter 4, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and give it to whomsoever he will. So we ask you to you rule and reign. You remove those people, Father God, in different situations, those in positions of authority that can influence what's going on in this world, Father God. Remove those that need to be removed, and change the hearts of those that can be changed. We pray for those who despitefully use us. We ask you to save their souls. But, Father God, those that refuse to change, it is a very, very fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And we know we're getting close to that time of judgment. That's why Satan is roaring about seeking whom he can deceive and whom he can devour. We ask you to deliver all these people from the spirits of ungodly control, mind control spirits, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine adjudication, Father God. And we're all in agreement according to Matthew 18:19, because of the blood of the covenant and following. Because Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, in Matthew 18:18, as together as the body of Christ. He said, if one can put a thousand to flight, 2 10,000, whatever it is, Father God. Even as you point, he said, if they come against us one way, they're going to flee before us seven ways, like you point out in Deuteronomy 8, verse 7, Deuteronomy 28:7. So, Father, we ask for your divine help, Father God, that those demons, Father God, that are manifesting through this young woman who thought she was a man because of the demons, Father God, and you're not the author of confusion, Father God, should the pot say to him that made it, why did you make me like this? No, Lord, we're all created by you and for you. So help that person and all those that can to be delivered from those spirits of confusion. We bind up every spirit, including the spirits in the parents that are causing them to be distracted and not keeping track of their children and not watching over their social media contacts, Father God. We ask you to send the Holy Ghost to tap them, as it were, tap the parents on the shoulder and say, hey, you need to see what your children are doing. So I ask you to move on the hearts of all the parents, those that are believers in Jesus especially, but even those that have not yet come to Jesus. We ask you to save the souls of those parents and draw many in the valley of decision to the Lord Jesus, Father God. We know these are the last days. You point that out in Hebrews chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 9, as well as in 1 Peter and 2 Peter, Father God. And we ask you to, in these last days, to draw many that are in the valley of decision to the Lord Jesus and save those souls, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for raising us up together with Christ Jesus, that we're seated with him in heavenly places, even according to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 6. Thank you for your amazing grace. Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. And all of Psalm 91, particularly the end of Psalm 91, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. We thank for the gift of that long life. Christ is our life. He has the power of an endless life. He can never, ever die again. I think you point that out in Romans 6:9. I think that's where it is. And we ask you to move, Father God, on all of your saints to pray the way you want in the unction of your spirit. For we know, Father God, we can't defeat the enemy in our own strength. No, it's not by human might, human power. It's by your spirit, because of your divine grace, because of the blood of the covenant. For we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. We love not our lives unto the death, in Jesus' name. Yes, Romans 6:9, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. And we live by the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. He is our life, like you point out in the beginning of Colossians chapter 3. So since we've received the gift of eternal life, we know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, who is not just our Savior, he's our boss, he's our Lord, he's our King, he's the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, at his name every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, including you, Satan, and all your underlings are perpetually, continually bound. Every mind-blinding spirit, every eye-blocking spirit, every ungodly spirit, Leviathan, Kundalini, all these scaled heads and tails cut off, every spirit of perversion are bound, all sexual perversion spirits, every spirit of lust of flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, every ungodly spirit, all marine spirits, Asmodeus, Incubus, Cyclops, all you and all your underlings are perpetually bound, including every spirit of Antichrist unloving, all spirits of rebellion, every ungodly spirit, cut up a set of ungodly fascination, love of this present world, you and all your underlings, including every spirit of ungodly fear, kind of fear of man, cut up a set of, but again, the fear of rejection, all ungodly spirits are perpetually, continually bound. And we cancel their assignment to all the children, because we prayed for all the children, and you, Satan, you have nothing further to do with them. They're off bounds in Jesus, and plead the blood of Jesus over all the children, everyone we've interceded for, in Jesus' name. Everyone, the saints have interceded for it, in Jesus' name, including all the descendants of every believer, in Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit, because of the bloody covenant, in Jesus' name. Not just all those associated with Miracle Net Church, Miracle Outreach Ministries, in Jesus' name. We cancel your demonic assignments, cut up a sweater, to each and every one, and all the children, all those associated with the ungodly spirits, every spirit of kind of disorder in the home, kind of sexual confusion in the home, and every spirit of confusion coming from movies, kind of social media, and every other source are bound, be gagged in the mouth of every ungodly spirit in Jesus' name. Father, at the end, say every foul spirit, you're bound and gagged, even from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We command there be no further flow of power communication from the demons in the heavens, the bush, and the deep to all those we any member of the body of Christ have and are and will intercede for in Jesus' name, including all these, concerning all these prayer requests, everyone we've interceded for, not just those that are Christians that are in Afghanistan, but all those we've interceded for at any time, every ungodly spirit perpetually continually bound, and all those railing against those that are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, and they should gag the mouth of every ungodly spirit in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to bring to light what's going on, Father God, in the way you want, Father, and in your perfect time. In Jesus, including all these different things Dr. Sabrina's read about, you said in Matthew 10:26, fear them not, therefore, there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. Concerning what the enemy is doing, Father God, we ask you to bring it to light and overturn what the enemy's plans are. In Jesus' name, we thank you for doing so, because you said if two of you on earth agree such anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father which is in heaven. And every witchcraft curse sent against Sabrina Sessions, Bill Pringle, yours truly, and all the saints, all those associated with the American Lady Church, all our family members, and all those of intercede before coming into the body of Christ, including all the truth tellers doing the best they can, those coming into the body of Christ, every witchcraft curse returned at least symbol and his demons, send him due to those spirits that intend due to us. In Jesus' name, I continue to speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy. You just know the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear pertaining to each and every one of us, continually, instantly, immediately, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Father God, for your divine adjudication of every aspect of this crime that Sabrina mentioned concerning the, what was called the gender dysphoria, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine adjudication of every aspect of this crime and all similar crimes, Father God. Requesting adjudication on every social media outlet that no demon is left behind. You're going to deal with each and every one of them. And we thank you, Father, for doing so. Because your arm is not too short to save. In Jesus' name, we ask for your divine adjudications from the righteous judge concerning Germany and what they're doing to their citizens and those, even the people that are traveling in that nation, concerning all these vestiges of tyranny, of fascism, of just trying to control people, and has nothing to do with medical, it's a medical idolatry. We bind every spirit behind idolatry and worship of people over worship of the true and living God. Every spirit of worship of man is bound. And every spirit of idolatry of every type and every spirit of ungodly mind control, cut about mass hypnotism, and all these ungodly spirits are perpetually bound, including coming against the homeless in Germany. They're being given a hard time about just trying to get out of the cold, Father God, especially during this season, Father God. We ask for your divine adjudication on every aspect, Father God, in Jesus' name, and to expose what's going on and why it's going on. And we know it's not just in Germany. Many, 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 not just in Austria, not just in Australia, kind of many different nations, Father God. We ask you to expose what's going on and the demons that are behind it, operating through many different high-level people, Father God. We thank you for bringing it to light in Jesus' name, according to your word, in Jesus' name. We thank you for hearing all these prayers. For your mercies are new every day. We thank you for your extraordinary faithfulness, Lord. We thank you for delivering all those that were in harm's way, those missionaries from Haiti, Father God, and your arm's not too short to save. We ask you to deliver all those that have given their hearts to Jesus in Germany. It calls many, many in that country and all these nations, in Austria and Australia and all these other places, in France and Germany, and including this nation, the United States, as well as in Canada and every other nation, Father God, every nation within the sound of our voices, Father God, even where they don't hear us, Father God, draw many to the Lord Jesus, Father God. We think of divine awakening, Father God, supernatural awakening, because you said in the last days, I'll pour forth of my spirit upon all flesh. And we know these are the last days, and you said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened. Or you said, if two of you on earth agree, such anything ask, it shall be done, my Father which is in heaven. So we're asking, seeking, and knocking in agreement in Jesus' name. We thank you for hearing, because Jesus is the door. And he's the one, that blood of sprinkling that's interceding for us. We thank you, Jesus, not for our righteousness' sake, as we have and we do repent, renounce all sins, including every spirit of idolatry and pride and selfishness and every vestige of idolatry and self-righteousness. Because there's none righteous but you, Lord. You're the only one who's righteous. And even as you pointed out over and over and over again in your word, and I want to thank you for the wonderful praise song, Father God, because you inhabit the praises of your people in Revelation 15, partway through verse 3. Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. True and righteous are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, including those in Germany and every nation? Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, every nation, every nation, not just the United States, not just Canada, every nation shall come and worship before thee. China, Russia, every nation shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. And we thank you for making manifest your judgments, Father God. We thank you for what you've been doing, Father God. We thank you for answering the prayers of your saints, Father God, including for Sister Marla, Father God. We thank you that your arm is interceding, Father God. It's not too short to say. You said ask, and we're asking. And we thank you for your faithfulness, because you're faithful who promised. We thank you for divine adjudication from the righteous judge concerning the transgender athletes, regardless of age. We thank you for intervening, Father God, and overturning this nonsense, Father God, in Jesus' name, which would cause many natural women who realize, or young ladies that realize who they are, to be discriminated against and to be not to be able to excel in their chosen fields of whatever sport that they're involved with, Father God. We ask for a divine adjudication, Father, on this, and we thank you for that. We ask you to raise up people, Father God, that will stand for your truth in Jesus' name, in this nation and every nation, Father God, not just in this situation and all the other perversions, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask for you to divine adjudication from the righteous judge concerning the communications, actions, suggestions, pornography, secretiveness, and other schemes of the enemy to confuse and entice young and older persons into, quote-unquote, gender identity crises. We especially ask for those who are morphing into potential and possible suicides, Father God. We ask you for your divine help and intervention. Deliver those children. Deliver all those people, Father God. We ask for your divine intervention, particularly on those areas where they're trying to teach people how to be perverse, how to teach people how to listen to Satan instead of listening to the true and living God. Divine intervention, Father God, on the public school system and any other area, Father God, including higher education areas, Father God, including some of those higher-level schools that were raised up as Christian universities and Christian schools, Father God, that they're doing the opposite now. We ask for divine intervention, Father God, on institutions of learning where they have subliminal information, including on the movies and the commercials and everything on the news media and on TV and on the all the things on the Internet, all their handlers, the strangers, the coursework, and particularly on the prostitution industry, which promotes such things, Father God. Also requesting adjudication on the fashion industry and other industries which advertise, support, and provide clothing, accessories aimed toward promoting lewdness, indecency, public sex acts, lust, vulgar sexual enticements, and the like, in Jesus' name. And all culture, every culture, not just the United States, every culture which supports such things, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for making this thing to be abhorrent to those, Father God, that will turn their hearts to Jesus, Father God. And those that have turned their hearts to Jesus, that have, their hearts have grown cold, you're married to the backslider. We ask you to draw them back to the one who truly loves them. Because even while we were sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being now justified by his blood. When we receive his cup of blessing, we are just as if we never sinned. Because you say, when I see the blood upon the houses where you are, the plague shall not be upon you. And we plead that blood over each one of us, all of our family members, all those who have given their hearts to Jesus, Father God. And we do give our hearts to you afresh, Father. Because that's the whole issue, Father God. It's the issue of the heart. And I think Assistant Pastor Bill, put that in there from Proverbs 4. And I do thank him for that, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for Sabrina talking about those. The Lord's been reminding me. That's the whole issue. The issue is the heart, Father God, because you're looking for the heart. And we know the enemy's coming after the heart of the people, Father God. And you said it was that in Proverbs 4:23. I have not memorized this, but help me, Lord, to remember what you want me to remember and all of us to remember. We thank you for sending the Holy Ghost to remind us what Jesus has told us, the Word of God. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Help all of us and all of our family members to keep the heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Help us and help those people, the young people, to keep their hearts, Father God, and not turn them over to Satan, Father God, not turn them over to worshiping of, well, everybody else is doing it, worship of idolatry. If it feels good, well, it isn't necessarily good if it feels good. We bind every one of those sexual spirits, Father God, the lust spirits, and that isn't necessarily sex. Some of it's lust of whatever, lust of things that look glitz and glimmer and whatever looks wonderful, whether it's a diamond ring, whether it's a fancy vehicle or whatever it is, they don't necessarily satisfy. You don't take any pleasure in the legs of a man. You don't take any pleasure in horses, especially the horses that Brother Bill's talking about tonight, the horses that are trying to say, look at me. Father God, we kind of we ask you to deliver all the people from every spirit of selfishness and wanting to have people look at them. We ask you to deliver those people that are looking for love in the wrong places, looking to have people affirm them in their pride and in their presumption, Father God. We ask you to people to help them to look to the one who wants to affirm them when they say, hey, oh, you've turned your eyes to Jesus now. Oh, that's so nice. Oh, you stopped looking in the mirror. Oh, that's so nice. You stopped looking at your selfies. Oh, that's so nice. It's nice that you opened your Bible for 5 minutes. It's so nice you wanted to read what Jesus had to say about how I've loved you with an everlasting love. And I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I do have good plans for you, plans for your peace and not for evil. We ask you to speak to them. Send the angels to read the Word of God over the people, Father God, that need to hear your Word, Father, desperately need to hear your Word. Maybe places where they don't have a printed Bible. But speak to them in a language they can understand, Father God, the actual real Word of God, not one of the phony Bibles, the real Word of God, Father. We ask you to do so by, because you said ask, and we think of the angels that are going to be preaching the Word after people are taken out of here. At least that was Pat Holliday's perception. I do see the scriptures in Revelation about that, and I still don't fully understand about whether there's pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. Most of the wonderful Bible scholars believe that the saints are going to be taken out first, but then Corrie ten Boom said, she believed it too, but then she had to go through the concentration camp and she had a little bit of a rough time there. So, Father God, we ask you, Father God, to help us all, even as one of the sisters shared today in the chat room, Father God, that in all these things, we don't worry about it. We look to you, and we thank you for giving us your supernatural peace you made peace by the blood of your cross. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for making peace. We ask for request for adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the so-called COVID vaccines, which are not vaccines at all. They're just medical interventions that don't necessarily have the benefits of human beings, things to possibly change their DNA, including the pill, Father God. I'm not saying that changes the DNA. I don't know. Maybe it does. And I think they're trying to do it through other things. I think they're changing other things that even some of the other vaccines and things they've been giving before. They're possibly putting other garbage in there. With some doctors that called it something that normally people throw away down the toilet. But anyway, kind of, I don't even like to use those kind of things. Forgetting what is behind. That's four. Anyway, Father, we ask for divine adjudications on the so-called COVID vaccines, Father God, and everything like it, including even the pill, and on the manufacturers and all the economic and social and health impacts of such in Jesus' name. And Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ask and you shall receive. According to all your promises, Father God, particularly in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 11 to 19, where it is written, if they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave. We bind every spirit of mass murder in Jesus' name. And whole, as those that go down to the pit, in Jesus' name. That's what that says. That's the Proverbs. Add a little prayer in there. Excuse me, Lord, for getting off your word. Proverbs 1, verse 12. Let us swallow them up, is what the demons are saying to these people, some of them in the pharmaceutical industry. Let us swallow them up. I'm not saying everyone, but at least some of the high levels. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole, those that go down into the pit. We shall find precious substance and fill all our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, the Lord warns us, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil. They make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain is the net spread in the sight of any bird. Lord, open the eyes of your people. They can see the net. And they lay wait privily for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. Verse 19 of Proverbs 1. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. We ask for a divine intervention on all these that are trying to do this, Father God, particularly through the pharmaceutical industry in Jesus' name, including the beginning of Proverbs 15:27, the beginning of that verse in Jesus' name. Help me, Father, in Jesus' name. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house. And we thank you, Father God, for your divine intervention, Father God, in Jesus' name. And including Ezekiel 22, starting at verse 12. Ezekiel 22, beginning at verse 12. And thee have I taken, in thee have they, and thee have they taken gifts to shed blood. Thou hast taken usury and increase. Thou hast greedily gained of thy neighbors by extortion, and hast forgotten me, saith the Lord God, saith Adonai Jehovah. Behold, therefore, I have smitten mine hand at the dishonest gain which thou hast made, and at thy blood, and at thy blood which has been in the midst of thee. And in verse 14, can thine heart endure, or can thine hands be strong in the days that I shall deal with thee? I, the Lord, I, Yahweh, I, the Lord, have spoken it, and will do it in Jesus' name. Amen. And in Luke 9:25, for what is a man advantaged, Jesus says, if he shall gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? Lord, send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction on these people that have done this, Father God, that's been revealed by many, Father God, and many still haven't seen it, Father God. We ask you to wake up the people, Father God, not just in the political arena, but particularly in the body of Christ, and wake up the people concerning the mass spirit behind this new religion of worship of medical tyranny. It's really a worship of, what is that called? Stockholm Syndrome. When people yield and worship the people, they're actually putting them in like concentration camps and say, oh, whatever you want me to do, that's a great idea. And that wake the people up, Father God, in Jesus' name. Because Jesus pointed out in John 10:10, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But we know Jesus has got a better plan for us, the latter part of that verse. And in Deuteronomy 8:17, we ask your divine adjudication, Father God, because of what you say. If thou say in thine heart, my power and my might of my hand have gotten me this wealth, Father God, and we know a lot of people have gotten quite wealthy, not just Fauci, and not just the owners of different patents and the people who have put forth these different substances that they pretend are vaccines, but they haven't even changed the definition of vaccine because, they don't protect from COVID, do they? No, and they're not even safe. I know, and they're not even effective. No, and the drugs that were safe and effective, they had to hide them. Is this interesting? Wasn't it just a coincidence that France took, what is that, ivermectin off the market and had to make it only by prescription, only used to be over-the-counter. They took it off just before the so-called pandemic started. Some people call it a pandemic. And the beginning of Proverbs 13:11, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished. We thank you for diminishing the wealth gotten by vanity, Father God, in Jesus' name, including for all those that have been chasing kind of unrighteous gain, Father God, in Jesus' name. Gain gotten by shedding of other people's blood and making them miserable, and other people trying to gain from putting out so-called vaccines that have possible side effects. Not all of them, but many of them could have, especially this recent one, negative side effects, causing people to end up kind of needing to run to that same pharmaceutical industry to say, oh, how can you help me, my false little God? I cancel those word curses. I don't want a false God, Father God. Help us all, Lord, and help all of our family members. And those that have gotten the so-called vaccine, they didn't know any better, Father God. Jesus said that he knew that because he only speaks what you've told him to speak. And he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Oh, Father God, deliver us from this spirit of mass hypnotism. Deliver us from every one of these demons, Father God, in Jesus' name. Because you said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered, in Joel 2:32. And you said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits to me? I shall take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. What does that blood represent? If I die with him, I shall also live with him. For I'm crucified to this world, dead to pride, dead to selfishness, dead to ungodly fear. Because what's the worst thing that can happen? Hey, the best thing. We wake up and we're with Jesus in heaven. Praise God. That's why I'm assuming we've repented of our sins. For I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But Christ liveth in me. The Anointed One liveth in me. The Holy Ghost liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Thank you for loving us and pouring out your soul, your blood for each one of us, and showing us how much you loved us. And Father God, this wasn't just something you allowed Jesus to do. This was part of your plan. I don't fully understand how you can do that, how Father Abraham could offer his son, the son of laughter, there's no laughing matter, on that same place where Jesus was offered, Mount Moriah, how he could offer his son Isaac there. But he was willing to do that because he seemed you could raise him from the dead. And Jesus, he is our sacrificial lamb. God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. He took the wrath of God, the very wrath, the fiery wrath of God in our place. And if we die with him, we shall also live with him. And we thank you for that. We thank you for taking the wrath in our place, Jesus. We thank you for your amazing grace. Thank you for keeping us as the apple of your eye, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being in the Lord Jesus, making reconciliation for each one of us as we turn to you, as we fix our eyes on Jesus, as we turn to you. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you for hearing all these prayers and all the saints in agreement in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen in Jesus' name. We thank you for divine help. We thank you, Father God, for waking up the sleeping giant. We thank you, Father God, for delivering each and every child, Father, in Jesus' name. Because we know, according to your word, you don't want one of these little ones to perish, Father God. Not just Sister Marla's, all of the children. You don't want one of these little ones to perish. And we thank you for the little ones that were among the missionaries that you delivered, Father God, from Haiti. And he who began a good work is carrying it on to completion. And we thank you for carrying it on to completion. We're all in agreement. Amen and amen in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the living God.
You don't.